Salam, everyone. Nice to see everyone here in the room tonight. Thanks God for good sound. We'll just take a moment to be silent together before we begin our meditation class this evening. And let us all just bring our energies into one with God. Thanks, God. And again, welcome to our Universal Mantra meditation class, online and live. Tonight, I'm going to share with you some of the teachings from Maitreya from a satsang in 2002. I just posted the URL for those that want to follow up and perhaps read the whole satsang or just follow along. We're going to be talking about sleep and meditation. Maitreya tells us that sleep is a part of life. God created it because when you fall asleep, actually, it is kind of like when you defrag your computer. And when you use your computer for a long time, it needs to be defragmented. And that is what happens to the humans also. They spend the day in work. They spend the day outside. They spend their day thinking. And their spirit is being pulled in so many different directions. Their consciousness becomes scattered all over the place. They become tired and they need rest. In that rest, actually, when you fall asleep, you go to your unconscious mind, you go beyond the subconscious mind, and in the unconscious mind, you connect your mind to the universal mind. And in that level, it is cleansed. The junk will be taken away. The good things will be back and are going to be completely put back together. That is why when you wake up the next day, if you have had a good sleep, you have done your REM and everything in a correct way, you will be ready for the new day. In sleep, it is known that the eyes are looking backwards, and you are kind of looking on your seventh chakra. Your seventh chakra is the seed of your spirit. You are really looking in that direction, and your two eyes become one eye. Your third eye is open when you are asleep, and you will see there things that you cannot see in the regular life. So the universal mind does not give us an indication of our problems. These are the dreams that we sometimes have. There are, of course, three kinds of dreams that we talked about in Tho. You can read about them. The second one is the one that the unconscious mind, which we call it God, or God conscious, or God's mind, gives you the solutions to the day-to-day problems that you can look at and see your psychological complexes that you can overcome. And that is why it has been recommended that after you wake up, you can write down your dream and then analyze it. What is this dream talking about? If you analyze it, you remember in the dream that you are shy, for example. Or you remember, oh yes, I was shy 2 days ago when I gave that lecture. Or I was shy 2 months ago or 6 months ago. And little by little, you remember that there is the shyness. There is something in you that makes you shy. Then, if you go deeper, you will realize that it might be from your childhood or from some previous lifetime. Something happened to you that made you shy, and you overcome it. So sleep is very important. And it's not true that not sleeping helps you do more. Actually, if you do not sleep, you do less. But if you meditate, the more you meditate, the less sleep you need. Meditation is sleep in a way that you are aware of what is happening in the unconscious mind. So in that level, you will gain more and more power or awareness of your unconscious mind, so you do not need to go to sleep to put things back together and defrag. It is just like having a program with a computer that whenever you do not work with it, it defrags right away after 2 minutes or 5 minutes that you do not do anything with it. So you do not need to do it overnight. The more you meditate, the less sleep you need, and the more you can get done. So if you want to get a lot done, and you think that sleep is a waste of time, then meditate a lot. And there was another question from someone in the audience, and they asked Maitreya that they wanted to follow up on the question. And they noticed that if I'm very tired or something and I have a few minutes to lay down, say 10 or 15 minutes, and sometimes I will just sleep for maybe even 5 of those minutes, I notice that when I wake up, I am so very refreshed. So they asked Maitreya the question, does it happen that sometimes you can just go immediately to the unconscious mind? Is that why someone can sleep for just 5 or 10 minutes and wake up feeling really, really refreshed? And Maitreya said, yes, that's a very good question. As you meditate more and more, as I said, you do not need sleep much because your subconscious mind becomes smaller and smaller, and your unconscious mind becomes larger and larger. You get in touch with the unconscious mind. The subconscious mind is really the problem. The less subconscious mind you have, the more you are connected to the unconscious mind, and therefore you do not need as much sleep. And what you explained we call technique. It is, if you are really tired, you lie down on your right side. You put your head on a pillow or something and just stay there for 15 minutes. When you wake up or come out of it, you will be very, very refreshed, and you almost feel that you have slept for a long time. But probably it is going to be harder for the people who do not meditate a lot, and it is not going to help them as much. But as you meditate more, and in the communities of light, eventually, maybe we can just eliminate sleep altogether. So, meditation is the key to overcoming too much sleep. So, thank you, God, for those teachings from Maitreya on sleep and meditation. And it's always good to remind ourselves of these different aspects of meditation. And so now we're going to use our meditation process with the universal mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevalam, which means the goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Sit comfortably with your back and neck straight and your body in a relaxed position. Close your eyes and again, relax your body. Release any tension or tense feelings. and be completely relaxed. Now imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember where each object is located in the room. Then expand yourself to fill the whole house or the building that you are in, remembering where each room is and whatever else you can remember about the place. Now expand yourself to fill the whole city. Remember where each road is as much as you can. Then expand yourself to fill the state, the country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts. And now that you have filled the whole earth, gently visualize leaving your body and you are sitting on top of the earth. The earth is below you. Visualize peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Send good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine now that you are leaving the earth and you are going toward outer space. You pass the moon, the planets in our solar system, the stars, and you go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy, then the other galaxies. You are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach the center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe. A brilliant, misty blue light, the most relaxing and loving, healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly, enter this brilliant blue light, sit in it, and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet the same. They become most relaxed. Then your ankles, your calves, your knees, the tops of your legs. And this light continues to fill you as it enters your first chakra. It enters your second, third, fourth and fifth chakras, purifying and opening them. The light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Now, gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now, the blue light is the most brilliant white, keeping your back and neck straight. Breathe in deeply and listen. Repeat the first part of your mantra. Hari Om Shri Hum. Realize the stillness, the moment between breathing in and breathing out. Breathe out the second part of your mantra. Om Nam Kevalam. And recognize the stillness between breathing out and breathing in. Hari Om Shri Hum. Om Nam Kevalam. Continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought or desire, gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, the stillness between breathing, and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation, but relaxed. And now we'll meditate in silence together for another 10 minutes. And now close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you within your purified chakras. Keep the light and love that entered you. God will remain with you. And now gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect, facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxy, our galaxy, and return to our solar system, past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on top of the earth. And remember, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Pledge now that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See your peace that you received from the brilliant light is on earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Feel the earth slowly re-enter your body. Then withdraw from feeling the earth and all the continents, the continent you are in, the country, the state, the city, the building, or the house that you are in, and come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe, but we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. And now gently open your eyes, returning to the external world. And know that those who meditate on God are in the world, but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it. Now, let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, the illusion of separation from God. You take them to God, oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. And now, after you have recognized that stillness, then you can stay with that recognition and realize it all through the day without needing formal meditation. If the rhythm somehow is lost, go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Salam, everyone. All thanks for sharing this meditation class, for using the universal mantra that's been given to us by Maitreya. Have a good God evening. Salam.